now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
There's nothing like a good book on a holiday, and I was sent one while I was relaxing poolside a couple of weeks ago. I got a note from Darren Long saying he has me as his character in his new book, Dirk Dacquery, Our Lady of San Francisco. So let's get him on the phone this week. Details of the next Exotica Modern magazine and Bachelor Pad magazine with a very special interview of a very special lounge person as well. It's me, actually. We'll talk about that more soon on the Cocktail Nation. Right now, Quincy Jones and Desafinado kicking it off tonight.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with the Tiki Torches and Mizzaloo. Check out the interview that I did with the guys from the band just last week.
Cocktail Nation.
Darren Long joins me. He's got another book out. The book is Dirk Dacquery, Our Lady of San Francisco. Hey, good to talk to you, man.
Hey, Coop. Always good to talk to you. How's it going?
Fantastic. I had the chance to be on holidays a little while ago, and I was enjoying your book out on the balcony of an apartment that I was leasing up on the Gold Coast. So it was a nice place to read your book. So congratulations. Love the story.
Well, thank you.
And that's not just because I'm in it.
I think you recognized who that guy was in the special guest.
No, I really enjoyed it. It's a great story. Now, I'm trying to think, how many books are you up to now with this Dirk Dacquery series?
Well, that's number four.
Number four. And I've read every single one of them, and I was just thinking, I'm not too sure, is it four or five, six? Or where are we? Yeah.
Yeah, four. You know, and I've got plans. I've got a little master list of titles, something like 20 or 30 titles. I could keep this going forever as long as I can keep up with it.
Well, it's
when you write kind of that serial type thing, you can just really keep. We're only up to like September 1957 right now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ground to cover if I can keep it going.
And of course, the thing with Dirk Dacquery is that, you know, he's a San Francisco based detective, and a lot of this is coming from your childhood of growing up in that area, isn't it?
It is, definitely. I grew up in the late 60s there, and my childhood, I was there about from the age of 10 on into adulthood, but those early years in the late 60s were very interesting, and I think things haven't changed that much from the late 50s, so I can kind of write about it from some experience. And a lot of the same, I always try to use places that are relevant to that time period, and a lot of those restaurants and places are still around, which is nice. I got the experience of myself, but they're period piece, you know, locations that I made sure I did the research to make sure this place was actually open in 1957, and
yeah.
So one of my friends wouldn't call me on it, you know. I've had that happen a couple times where they said, well, you know, Darren, you know, it wasn't called Pacific Bell Telephone at that time. It was called this or that, you know. And I said, all right, okay, I'll do a little better fact-checking next time.
Well, it is, when you are writing something historical, of course, it is very often about the details. Now, Dirk is an ex-cop. He's become a detective. He loves wearing Hawaiian shirts. For the listeners out there, tell us a little bit about his adventures in this particular book. What does Dirk get up to?
Well, as you say, he's an ex-San Francisco detective who's now, technically, he's a private investigator. And his best friend, Steve, who in real life is my best friend, Steve Hardiman, they're good buddies and they were partners on the force, and so they worked together kind of based on the Perry Mason type stories and Peter Gunn, who had a, you know, his pal was the Lieutenant Jacoby on the police force, because they tend to work together a lot.
Yeah.
This story, he's working with Coop Cooper, the movie star from Australia, and he's going to be working with Coop as a technical advisor for this movie, which is Our Lady of San Francisco, Coop's next movie that's being filmed. Some of the film location shots are being done there in San Francisco. And without giving it all away, there is, let's say there's a love triangle going on that leads to the heart of the action, so I don't want to give that away because that's kind of the high point of the story. But there's, you know, and typical, the way I like to write these stories, there's a lot of San Francisco in there, a lot of Mai Tais and martinis and Top of the Mark at the Mark Hopkins Hotel, and there's Tiki Bob's. These are all real locations. Some still going, some long gone. But I try to make the point that there's always, even though there's some crime fighting going on, there's always real life, and they're having fun, and they're going out to eat and things, and there's the usual kind of patter between his secretary, Smitty, and him about donuts and coffee and things. So recently I was thinking of a way to try to describe this genre that I'm doing now, because it's not really hard-boiled crime noir or any things like that. It's almost like I came up with an idea. I said, this is really like Sam Spade meets Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, they always said the Seinfeld was a show about nothing. And sometimes you might be reading my book and think, why is he, you know, what's going on? We're talking about donuts and stale donuts and the electric shaver, and we're talking about Mai Tais. But I kind of like that's the kind of the colorful lifestyle thing. And it, you can't always be crime nonstop 24/7. Somebody always getting killed every 5 minutes. You know, you've got to have that downtime that we have in real life.
Yeah.
In between the action, and so
Dirk is he's not your sort of hard-boiled Mike Hammer type Mickey Spillane mm-hmm. character. He's a little bit softer around the edges. He's a little bit more playful. He's a little bit self-deprecating. He pretty much says that he's not exactly doing too well in this whole PI game.
Yeah, he's struggling, and there's always a joke about that. That, hey, you know, what work do we have lined up this week? Well, we don't have everything yet, you know. And, you know, Smitty's always threatening to have to go find another job kind of deal. But there is a lot of humor in it, which is different from when you think of Sam Spade and Philip Marlowe and, like you said, Mike Hammer. It's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
But I always enjoyed, as a good example, again, Peter Gunn and Jim Rockford in the Rockford Files. They had a sense of humor. They could always, you know, they knew how to have a good time. They got the job done, but it wasn't so hard-boiled, like you said.
Yeah. Well, look, I found it a really enjoyable book. You know, it's not a long book, so it's you know, it's for me when I was on holidays, it's a quick, easy, enjoyable read that sort of takes you to another place. And I always love that you know, you were able to paint that picture of the 1950s, the late 1950s, so well in a book. So it's a real enjoyable read. I certainly encourage anybody to go and check out this book, but certainly check out the Dirk Dacquery series by your good self, Darren Long, which of course is out on Amazon. So congratulations, another fabulous book, and I'm not saying that just because I'm a character in the book.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, because I was kind of going out on a limb a little bit hoping that you would enjoy it, the portrayal of it and all that. So
yeah,
I'm happy to hear that. So,
and of course, I must mention Eric October with the artwork too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've kept that business relationship going since 2016, where he did the first. He's done all the Dirk Dacquery artwork, and mostly all the artwork for my other books too, as far as designing and helping put it all together. And this was a piece of work he actually had. I had some ideas for the front cover for this short story, and he said, you know, I have this piece of art that I already did with the San Francisco kind of nightscape already done. It's got the Golden Gate Bridge and all the buildings, and it's true to form. And he said, you know, I could just superimpose that in there and put Dick Dirk and put him in there. And I said, that's a great idea. And I thought it worked out perfectly. We just made a few little changes here and there, but it's a fun style. And to be honest with you, I look at Amazon a lot, I look at Kindle, and I look at books for sale, and the covers are usually all very, very kind of boring and generic looking, like the kind you find, you know, like in the five and dime store, drugstore kind of thing. I realize that's the industry standard, but I wanted to do something a little more interesting than that.
Yeah.
And you did that as well with your book.
Yeah, yeah. That, certainly a key part, that's for sure, getting the book out and making it attractive for, you know, for readers to firstly grab it off the bookshelf, off the Amazon bookshelf, and to download it. So yeah, Eric's done a marvelous job, as have you. Congratulations,
yeah.
Darren, another fabulous book. Go out and grab it on Amazon today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Golden sun will shine for me.
Everything checks out rosy, but a bulletproof vest under a tuxedo, my tailor'd never okay that.
Tailation.
Cocktail Nation.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Okay. Okay. Attention, Earthlings. I have some news.
What do you want?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
www.cocktailnation.net.
High Altitude, Low Opening. Also played Cal Jada and Mamblues. Scoop Cooper with you, Lounge Leader. And do check out Lounge Life magazine. Some great stories in there for you. How could you? The day Jackie Kennedy became Jackie Onassis. Also an article about some sanity in this PC world. This is an article I wrote about the suggestions that Bond should be played by a woman. Not the case, according to Barbara Broccoli. And a lovely little story about a 56 Jaguar. Check it out. Lounge Life magazine. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. And right now, Daniel Pemberton and Four Old Ladies. We'll be right back.
The Cocktail Nation, music of your life.
Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper, Jet Set Sweden, and a man and a woman also played David Carbonara and Bossa de Nuvo.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dear Cooper.
To be anytime via the email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can send me some audio, I'll play that, and you can get in touch as well via the social media pages. Dear Coop, this one is from Peter in Illinois. He said, I heard you mention something about an Apple News feed for the Cocktail Nation show. What is that all about? Well, if you've got an iOS device, you'll find that there is a built-in app called News, and you get to select various news stories and topics and things like that. I found out that it's just recently been opened up to the general public, so I was able to set up a Cocktail Nation news feed through there. Just got a couple of stories at the moment, still populating it as we speak, but you might like to subscribe to it. It's pretty easy. Just got to click on it, click a little heart button, and when updated, you'll get to see those Cocktail Nation stories. So just simply type in Cocktail Nation. Here's Joey Artruda and the big payoff on the Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
as Napoleon Solo.
I am Ilya Kuryakin.
And would that be Thrush?
Who's Thrush?
Thrush is an organization that believes the world should have a two-party system. The masters and the slaves.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Jack Berger, Boulevard of Broken Dreams or so. Dick Hyman and Caravan on the Cocktail Nation Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. My official website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to find out what's going on across the show. Links to the social media. And some news this week. Issue 2 of Exotica Modern is out. This time a feature on Ventura's Tiki Tony Murphy, the intricate figurative work of Dean Hacker, and the artistic endeavours of Cheryl Schroeder. On the music side of things, Jeff Chenault's interview with Plas Johnson is up there as well. Details at houseoftaboo.com, and Ken will look after you. And speaking of magazines, Bachelor Pad magazine is out, and an interview with yours truly in there. We did actually talk to Jason Crofter, I think it was early in the year, actually, when they had an anniversary special come out. So thank you very much for the opportunity to be featured in Bachelor Pad magazine, Jason. I know Jason listens every week. A great magazine, and you can check out some very interesting interviews. Will the Thrill Vaharo is getting wrapped up with Mummy Films. The Velveteen Lounge looks at anniversary parties. Don Spiro is travelling the globe, and he's travelling the Nile looking for lost libations. Dr. Bamboo serves up another craft cocktail. The website is Bachelor Pad Magazine. Let's take a look at the World of Swank for pastime album Clocks now. Wednesday nights at the Bourbon and Banter in Dallas, Texas. It is Ricky Derrick at the Golden Tiki on a Thursday night, the Sharps in Vegas. October 26, Halloween 2018, the 10th anniversary reunion at the Mai Kai. And October 28, it's Vernissage, which is over at Franken Island, the original art show at the Tattoo Station in Lyon, France. November 2, Jennifer Heath at the Chicago Club in Los Angeles. Lots of things on, and I'd love to hear from you. If you've got an event on, certainly let me know via the website, cocktailnation.net. You can email thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and we'll get it up there on the gig guide, on the website, and of course on the radio. Here's the Tiki Lights, fashionably late again on the Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
issued for your arrest. I really must assist the police.
Andy for espionage.
With Alex Kashkin, Mr. Bond. Well, rather appropriate song, because next week we're talking spies. Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com is stopping by. Going to leave you with the Sydney band now, the Louisville Sluggers, and Blow It Baby. Stay hip.
Where's the bottle?
Pass the ball. Mix it up.
Sit and wait. Is a Burnham baby. Not much more now.
Okay, let's get it off. Now let's blow it, baby.